thing that rocks.
All righty, good morning. It's 7:39, the Plan B Morning Show. All right, we got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant making amazing products right here, Southwest Michigan, online, special-lite.com. Go check them out, man. Check them out. Maybe even start a new career there. Your topic for today on a Friday as we continue on getting everyone into the holiday spirit. What's your favorite holiday tradition? Some people have weird ones. Some people have pretty normal ones. You know, it doesn't matter. Maybe it's just something small you do, something big you do. Who knows? For me, when I was younger, favorite holiday tradition was we'd always get to open a gift Christmas Eve. Just one to kind of whet our appetite. Mom and because they knew us because we're just chopping at the bit. Oh, my God, I want to open. Can I open this one? Can I open this one? Please, Mom, Dad, please. And they're like, all right, fine. Look, maybe we can just, you know, stifle this for a bit. And so we did, though. But it was always fun because we were amped up on hot cocoa and Christmas cheer, holiday goodness. And opening that first gift, it just got you so, so wired up for Santa coming the next morning. It was great, man. That was probably my favorite one because we'd all just, Mom would be there like, oh, okay, here, open, you can open this one, but just this one. And it was great, man. That was probably my favorite one. Now, as I've gotten older, you know, it's funny because my first year having a kid other than just Kiki and I, so we have our daughter now, so we're doing things a little bit differently. I think really before we haven't done too much. The only thing I'd say is just between ourselves, between Kiki and I, would probably just be, you know, getting takeout and doing our own little gift exchange at our house, which is always nice. You know, you put on the fireplace, you put on a Christmas movie on in the background. We always have to do ours like a week before or a week after because we're always traveling. Anybody who has to travel, you know, you don't spend Christmas at your own house. I haven't done an actual Christmas day at my own house in years. We've either been in Wisconsin or Missouri seeing family. So, but that was always fun. You know, it's her and I. Now we got the baby. And I think I'm more excited about Santa coming than my baby. To be fair, she's only 6 months old, so I don't know if she gets the full concept yet, but Daddy does, and Daddy's excited. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. I want to know, what's your favorite holiday tradition, whether it's weird or simple? What do you like to do for the holidays each and every year? That's now a tradition. We'll have your answers when we come back. Stick around. Good morning. 7:49. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Aw, yeah. Well, let's get to it. Your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What's your favorite holiday tradition? Maybe it's weird. Maybe it's normal. I don't know. Let's take some phone calls here. See what your favorite holiday tradition is. WIRX, hello.
Hey, what's going on? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. What's your holiday tradition, buddy?
So mine starts either the day after Thanksgiving or the weekend after Thanksgiving. We start getting all the outside and inside decorations up.
Very nice. Very nice.
And the cool thing with having kids is my outside has grown every year.
It starts off small, and then you add a snowman, and then you add an inflatable Santa. You get some more lights. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Let's go for 9 inflatables this year.
And your electric bill is through the roof. I love it, man.
The downside is with weather this year, my kids haven't been able to be putting them up every night.
Yeah.
So hopefully
it calms down. You guys can get them up and ready to go for Santa. So I hope so.
There you go. There you go. Buddy. Hey, you guys have a good weekend. Hopefully Hunter's back next week.
Me too. Trust me, I need him, ma'am. I need him. So, all right, buddy.
All right, you guys have a good weekend.
Later. What's your favorite holiday tradition? WIRX, hello.
Me? I have got kind of a weird, quirky one that I like to watch, like, nieces and nephews, you know, they go from extreme joy to cue Uncle Mike. I take and save all my cell phone boxes, like the Samsung or whatever, if I happen to get, and I'll take and put socks, new socks, and the rolled up socks in the cell phone boxes, and then
yep.
you know, gift them up that way, and they'll open them up, and they'll go, their eyes light up, and oh yeah, I'm getting a cell phone, and they open it up, and the socks.
You think they'd learn? You think they'd learn? That's a great one. That's a great one, Mike.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's my holiday tradition.
Fantastic.
So, anyway,
all right, buddy.
Have a good one, buddy.
You too.
Yep. Bye. See you, Mike.
Stop inviting Uncle Mike. He keeps giving us socks, man. Come on. That's hilarious, dude. I love that. Let's go to Facebook. What's your favorite holiday tradition? Chrissy said it was making cookies for my parents at their house with my kids. We're both gone now, but they're hoping to start something new with the little kids and great nephews. That's a big one, making cookies. I do that. I haven't done that in forever, but it's so much fun. You know, the problem is now, though, is, and even as a kid, I did it too. You eat more cookies than you actually make. Like by that 12th cookie you've eaten, you do that sugar high, and then you crash down, and then you don't want to make any more cookies. And you don't want to make any more cookies. Like, I do make Christmas cookies. Jessica said walking the bluff with the kids and the hubby. I think we're going to be doing that tonight. It's gorgeous up there right now. I wish we had some snow. Hopefully the wind's not blowing too hard. Blow the baby around, but that's gorgeous up there right now. Let's see. Debbie said, sit late at night with the Christmas tree lit up and just relax in the quiet, the few quiet times during the holiday season. Laura said the Christmas shows, all the old movies, Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Amen. I don't think the new ones are as good as the old ones. You know, you put on the old, you know, 60s style, 70s style ones. Those are the good ones, man. Those are the good ones. Let's see. Melissa said, waking up at the crack of dawn to watch my kids unwrap gifts. That's sweet. That's a good time. Santa! Let's see. Ryan said, listening to Trap Christmas at Friendsgiving makes the most Christmas haters love Christmas music. It's Trap Christmas music? I didn't know that was a song or a thing. I really did not know that was a thing, but apparently it is. They got trap music for everything. Josh said, Die Hard on Christmas Eve. Good tradition there. Scott said, having mom's homemade turkey soup for dinner on Christmas Eve. Oh, that sounds delicious. Delicious. Just bring some of that over, Scott. I like Brian's answer. Usually I don't give Brian credit for funny answers, but he said his favorite holiday tradition is listening to the radio while the show's on vacation. All right, Brian. All right, you son of a bitch. That was actually pretty funny. It was actually pretty good. I got to end it with Gathrights, though. Our buddy Chris, he probably had the best one. What's Gathright's favorite holiday tradition? He said getting ill-fitting shirts. Come on, Gathright. Come on. What size do you want? I'll just get away. You know, want to just look nice. Getting ill-fitting shirts. That has made my day. That made my holiday. All right. Okay. Thanks for the shirt. I'll put it on. You want me to put it on right now in front of everybody? Okay. Thanks. Oh, no. It's a little tight in the neck, but it's okay. No, it looks nice. It looks, tight shirts are all the rage right now. Are all the rage. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up. Stick around.